Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
It is such a pleasure to have you here in New Zealand for your time ever in New Zealand.
Yeah.
How have you found it?
It's been great. Great food. Everyone's been really kind. And we're coming from New York, so it's nice to experience a beautiful summer here. It's great.
Yeah. Thank goodness for that as well. You've checked out all the hot spots we were just talking about. My favorite salad sandwich at the Fed Deli, which is great.
Got it.
And you're here for Laneway, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. Something that BFM really, really loves. It's our favorite festival of the year. So it's great to have you on board. And celebrating, of course, the release of your new single, Basic Being Basic, which has admittedly been on repeat for me. It's so good.
That's kind of you.
It's a really beautiful song. Your music is very, I guess, poetic lyrically.
Oh, thank you.
Is how I would describe it through 2020 and Decide. Now coming into this new era with The Crux, of course, your third album out April 4th. Mm-hmm. How does Basic Being Basic come about? What does it sort of stand for?
That was a song that was kind of originally inspired by a new piece of gear that I got. I got this Oberheim OBX8, and it was delivered to my place in Atlanta where we were shooting Stranger Things. And I made kind of like a really rough version of what the instrumental was, and then put my headphones on and walked around the neighborhood and sort of just wrote all the lyrics and tried to do it really quickly in a stream of consciousness way. And then Adam kind of worked on the instrumental I sent him, and he kind of made it a little more clear in some regards, and we kind of like went back and forth on that. And then the next time that we were in New York, we just did all the lyrics in one go. And then the only bit that was really kind of the extra bit was like the end sort of bridge final chorus was something that was added. Kind of, it felt like it needed one more little thing at the end. So I feel like a lot of the times the best work is done when you just like allow yourself to be unedited and try to just let your subconscious sort of talk about whatever it wants to talk about. And generally it's not just one thing. So it's kind of like there's a lot of different meaning for me in that song.
It's really beautiful. I love listening to it. And the thing I love, I guess, most about your music is that everything in it, you can listen to it in its full picture and there's no blank space. Every sort of bit in a song of yours is always filled with something cool. But every time you listen back and back and back it, you discover something new. And I love that. Or there's a sort of hidden meaning that I guess with all music, people that listen to it can, you know, attribute their own meaning to. For me, it was interesting of sort of this idea of wanting to sort of live in the moment. And you always sort of get in your head about living in the moment and being so free. But because you're always thinking about it, you're not really doing it.
Man, don't I know it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of, you mentioned in the song, you know, the classic like taking a photo of your food type steez is like, you know, in 20 years time, or, you know, when it comes to the end, like, that's not going to be the thing that's shown at my funeral. Is going to be the chicken salad sandwich from Fed Deli, right? Like, it's going to be the photos that you don't know happened or anything. It's going to be those candid moments.
Yeah, I think so. It's just like, I think it really, what you first said is really right on the nose. Like, I feel like, just kind of getting out of your own way, getting out of your own head and allowing yourself to like, just like, take it easy on yourself a little bit, you know, don't worry, you, like, kind of do whatever you want to do. And just like your over analyzing or over critiquing yourself is just getting in your own way. So, you know, maybe try to do a little bit less of that.
It's epic. Oh, it's such a good song, Joe. It's really, really wicked.
Thanks.
I mean it when I say it. It's been on repeat, and I'm so excited to hopefully hear it tomorrow. Of course, it's the first single off your new album, The Crux, which is coming out on April 4th. How does it feel, of course, to have that coming out in the world?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's been something I've been working on for the better part of like 2 years, and a lot of work. Ton of work really went into it, and it's really really kind of like, I feel like my most personal piece of work to date in terms of music stuff, and it tells a real story, and it's been, you know, it's like a journal. It's this thing that I've been like working on and kind of taking with me throughout the past 2 years in my life. So yeah, I kind of have tried to, throughout the process of end to beginning, kind of doing really what it did and taking off in that way, I was just trying to really get as close to myself, I guess, as I could with writing all these new songs and just remove as many filters as possible, whether it be like sonics or just, you know, just trying to get out of my own way as much as possible and put something out that felt as, you know, open and honest as I could. So I'm feeling really excited for people to view the thing as just a full body of work because, you know, although this is really kind of like the single, it really, for me, on its own, it's good, but informed by the rest of the body of work, it makes it even better. So I'm really excited for the listeners who are going to listen to the whole thing through.
Yeah.
And yeah, just feeling happy that it's finally coming out and ready to start working on another album, kind of.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Get food, barely eat. Every bite just kept me glued to my seat. I worried, even cried. How'd it feel to take the light from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, 'cause you wanted the hits. I think you're scared of being basic. That's ironic, 'cause it's reading like you're even more basic. It's not funny, it's so funny, 'cause you're basic. Just looking hot and keeping monotone and understated. Fame. I don't wanna live a life where that's my big exchange. I want simple pleasures, friends who have my back. Everyone has secrets, but not everyone can fool a man like that. It sent me reeling, still not the same. It's like my capacity to love and give has changed. I guess I'll thank you and spite your name again. The past will pass and I'll outlast the hate to find real love that's not pretend.
You touched on, I guess, the storytelling element of it there, which is something that I wanted to talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with the title, The Crux, being what that means. Specifically with the album cover art as well, what I loved is that there are so many people, and this is sort of what I took from it. You can, again, tell me if I'm right or wrong or you know, add your own little thing on that. Of course, it's an interview. Why wouldn't you? But you've got the Crux Hotel. Hotel's obviously where people come in and come out. But around this hotel is a bunch of people, I guess, sort of at the crux of their lives as well. And at that sort of point in the journey of a challenge, which I really enjoyed. There's so much to look at and so much to interpret. Is that sort of thematically, I guess, where the album goes as well? It's sort of like different cruxes at different points.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's like dead on what you just said.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. And it is about my own personal story, but also about how your life is just bigger than just you. It's about all the people in your life and the community that you make in your own life. So, and everybody has everybody has that thing that they're going through. So, yeah, it just felt like the right title and kind of the imagery felt really right. It just all kind of like happened in a way where it felt like it was kind of the way it was supposed to happen. So,
it's good, man. Yeah. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
It's good.
I can't wait for people to hear the rest of the... I think that the rest of the music informs that. And yeah, excited for people to see it. I'm happy that the cover is out now. And I really cannot wait to see it as... you know, I kind of really made it for like the vinyl heads out there who at the end of the day are going to hold this vinyl and be able to like really listen to this thing and turn it over and... You know, I love to do that. I love, like, holding a record in my hand and, you know, kind of going through it and seeing all the details. So that's who it was really made for.
The shared experience of, like, listening to vinyl and getting to look at a cover with, like, your friends or your whānau or something like that and really going through the story while listening to it is such a beautiful experience as well.
Yeah.
I feel like you've really catered your albums to vinyl in a way as well. I feel like there are some albums where I think are just perfect for vinyl, and I think all of yours are. So
that's nice of you to say.
It's definitely
a consideration.
Yeah.
Definitely always, like, you know... like side A, side B, that's for me always really important. And I think like it's a part of the, for me, it's a part of the storytelling. I don't know. It's a part of the shape of this thing is like, this is the format of making music that I enjoy. So I'm going to make it to that format. And I think there's like, it's like a two act show or something like that. So
the vinyl heads are going to love it.
I hope.
Yeah.
Really hope. A lot of work went into this one. I'm pretty excited with the whole thing. The packaging is really... no detail was left unthought, I'd say.
And of course, you're here for Laneway Festival, which is your first time in New Zealand and your first New Zealand show. How are you feeling? It's tomorrow. Can you believe?
I gotta practice, man. Oh my gosh.
Get Joe out of here and get him into the rehearsal room ASAP.
It's good. We're all really excited. Me and the guys, we've been working real hard. And I'm just really excited to be a part of such a great bill, I think.
Mm.
All these other artists I really love.
Do you get to see many of them?
I think I'll see some of them.
Cool.
Might be tough to see Remy because she's right before us, but I will make it work somehow. I was lucky to see her earlier this year, too. There's so many great artists. Claire, obviously Charlie, and then people who I haven't seen, like Olivia Dean. I'm really excited. My sisters love her.
Cute.
So... bunch of people to see. It's what a cool thing to be a part of. And the history of the festival too. Really great history.
We are so excited to have you up here.
Thank you.
And so excited for this album to come out, The Crux, on April 4. So stoked with Basic Being Basic. And thanks. We will we'll listen to you tomorrow. I'll see you when I'm at the back, and I'm too short for the front or the middle, so I'll be at the back watching on the screen.
Okay, cool.
It'll be very, very
well,
epic.
Well, if you have any pointers or tips, you can send them to Nick. Nick will give them to me.
Of course.
Say, hey, you should have done that.
I'll do it. I'll write notes during the set and be like, okay, here's what you want to do for Australia.
We need them.
95 BFM. shirt and socks, I'm ready to go. Wash up my head, I am ready to go. Remove my shirt and tie, I'm ready to go.